Let's talk hockey. Black Bears hosting Merrimack this weekend. Our Black Bear Report brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor, and by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We're joined by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How have you been since last we spoke?
Fine. Another quick week in the books. It feels like, you know, these weeks fly by when you're having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been zipping right by here. Last week, the Bears lost to UConn at home. Better, getting closer, but still not quite where they want to be.
Exactly. Better is the key word. They played better both games, in both hockey games, and especially on Saturday. Tough bit of a heartbreaker at the end there is they were in overtime, less than 30 to go in the overtime, and they had an offensive zone draw, so a face-off in the UConn zone. UConn wins it, brings it down the ice, and scores the game winner with less than 30 to go in OT, and that's not something that they want to repeat, so hopefully they can learn from that. You know, offensive zone draw in overtime, you got to get that puck and at least get a shot on goal before time expires. And, you know, worst case scenario, you go to the shootout. But unfortunately, UConn won both games, but it's a clean slate this weekend. They'll get another shot here tonight.
No goalie is really emerging as the go-to guy. Do you think Coach Ben Barr would be happier if somebody emerged as the key stopper back there?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the whole coaching staff would be happy if one of them stepped up and took all the minutes. And, you know, they were, Alfie Michu is the assistant coach, and he handles the goaltenders. And, you know, right now it's been back and forth between Victor Ostman and Matthew Thiessen. Thiessen's been playing the last couple Friday nights, Ostman on Saturday. But, you know, Coach Barr said neither of the losses last weekend you could pin on the goalie. Neither goalie cost them the game. That wasn't the situation. So I think we'll still see a rotation this weekend as we try to wait for somebody to kind of push through here and win the job overall. That's obviously what they're trying to look for. You know, if Thiessen gets the start tonight in net, I'm not sure yet. That's just my guess. If he gets the start tonight in net and plays great, he might get to play tomorrow night too. So we'll have to wait and see.
One of the other things I'm sure they're looking for improvement from is the power play.
Yeah, power play is below 4% right now, 3.6% on the season. They've had 28 chances, just one power play goal. That is a number that has to go up. I mean, there's just no other way to look at that. Penalty kill's been good. Penalty kill has been consistent above 80%, but that power play, they've got to figure out a way to generate more offense on the power play with the man advantage. You know, you want that around 20 is kind of you know, anything below 20 is like the Mendoza line, so you want to get that 20 or above. And yeah, the 3.6%, not good, but you know, they get one in, you know, they start, the floodgates start to open. If you just get that first one in, then sometimes things happen and the power play can start to roll. So we'll have to see what they do. Adam Dodd's got the lone power play goal, so you know, he's a big part of the power play unit, so we'll see if anybody else can step up and help out with man advantage with the Black Bears.
We're talking Maine hockey with the voice of the Bears, John Shields, here on Downtown. This Merrimack team is interesting. The record is a bit misleading at just 4-6 because they've played some tough opponents and have played pretty well. They split with BU, including losing a wild one, 8-6 earlier in the season. They lost two close games to Massachusetts, the number 10 team in the country, and then split last weekend, beating Boston College in the series finale.
Very interesting team. That's a great way to say it. You know, UMass, the defending champs, it was they took UMass to overtime, and then they lost the other one by one. So, and talking to the Merrimack broadcasting crew, the guys who do the games on the radio for them, both those games were tough losses. They could have won both those games, according to the folks that cover Merrimack on a week-to-week basis. The other interesting thing, they've played 10 games, like you said, Rich, 4 wins, 6 losses. They have entered the third period with a lead 0 times.
Wow.
So they played, isn't that weird? They've been behind 6 times, and they've won one of those games, and they've been tied 4 times. If you bring Merrimack to the third period tied, 75% chance they're going to win. Obviously, it's a small sample size, but it's still an interesting stat nonetheless that they've entered the third period with a lead zero times on 10 games on the season, and they found a way to win four games. Pretty interesting.
Absolutely. It's a 7:30 start tonight?
7:37. Push that back 7 minutes. 7:37, late start tonight. We'll have an extended pregame as we're on at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow is a 5:05 start tomorrow. But tonight is 7:30.
All right. And again, we'll finish football early tomorrow for you just to make sure you get all the time you need in that pregame show.
Well, the noon kickoff, I mean, it'd have to be an epic game, I think, to get that close, don't you? It's going to have to go a few overtimes.
We want to break the record that Penn State set earlier with 9 overtimes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't think the Black Bears are going to need that many overtimes to take down the Minutemen tomorrow.
They may not. We'll see. That's at noon tomorrow, Maine hockey. Right after that, a little bit after that tonight. On the air at 7 o'clock, Black Bear Sports Network. John Shields on the call for Maine and Merrimack. Have a good broadcast this weekend, John, and we'll check in next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Johnny Shields, voice of the Black Bears, with us on Downtown. Your Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust, that is BennettAutoCenter.com.